Who the hell is Justin Beaver? It's Fred here, not Graham. Just because Justin Beaver is a singer or something doesn't mean that this is a music article. I don't have time to keep up with all that stuff. Some information you just have to let go. I'm the kind of guy who thought that Delta Tau Chi was a real fraternity when I saw it on some guy's shirt in college. It was actually the fraternity of John Belushi, who was a fictional character based on the real life of Jim Belushi. I still don't know what Tiger Woods did, and I still don't care. I'm a lucky bastard, really. Much information is simply not worth knowing. A male senator likes it up the butt in public bathrooms. That's not worth knowing. But he opposes certain constitutional freedoms for homosexuals. Okay, maybe that's worth knowing. But who cared about that? Admit it. We just wanted to see him get kicked in the balls because he's some version of successful. And then there's some information which is actually not information at all. I remember a rumor that the last Harry Potter book was going to reveal that Dumbledore was gay. The only surprise was that the book did no such thing. Yes, I read the goddamn thing out loud at bedtime. Took a bloody year. Wow, Dumbledore had a close male friend. Big effin' whiz. Then there's this whole carbon footprint bullshit. Don't cut down the trees to print books and make pianos because trees take carbon out of the air. Has anyone thought that one through? Where are the coal plants getting all this carbon? From 100 million year old dead trees! That's where the carbon has been for the last 100 million years! If you let today's trees get old and die, they're just going to fall over and rot and use up oxygen while delaying and releasing their carbon again. Why not store the carbon in books, pianos, houses, quality handcrafted dildos, and so on and so forth? Wait, this isn't funny anymore. It's starting to make sense. I gotta get back to what real people want to hear. Jim Belushi is the fake. John Belushi was the real deal. The shredded wheat commercial says that fiber helps you think. Okay, I'm not making that up. Fiber helps you think. Is that what people want to hear? Because it's actually diametrically opposed to the facts. A low-fiber diet is actually more conducive to long periods of contemplation and even heavy reading if you have something within reach. I keep Playboy on the toilet tank. I don't even remove it when guests come over. Maybe they don't eat shredded wheat, and I want to help. Now, I've got the colon cancer people all pissed off. Sorry, this is a humor piece. I have to point that out often. Eating fiber does not inhibit thinking of any kind. I didn't mean to suggest that it does. I eat Fiber One every day, the kind with the 57% of your RDA of fiber in every yummy bite. And I still solve quadratic equations and read Playboy while I'm driving the porcelain tractor, so don't get all pissed off at me. Now, I'm wondering if Senator Larry Craig of Idaho eats Fiber One. It's not worth knowing. Which means it will probably be on the news soon.